USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches documented by the Associated Press come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 29.66. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26.787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 15.05. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump's former Russian advisor, Fiona Hill, testified before Congress in the impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump. She's expected to tell lawmakers that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, actively avoided her and the National Security Council process and ran their own Ukraine policy. Members of Congress are set to return to Washington this week as the committees leading the impeachment inquiry prepare to hear testimonies from four officials about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Health officials in northeastern Spain say 37 protesters have been injured so far during ongoing clashes with police at Barcelona's airport. Tempers continue to flare in Spain's Catalonia region after the country's Supreme Court found 12 separatist leaders guilty of illegally promoting Catalan independence. Nine received prison sentences. Regional police say they've arrested a number of protesters at the airport and another in the town of Matero for allegedly attacking police. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Average gasoline prices across the nation have dropped 3 cents in the last week. The current price is about $2.63 per gallon. With more information on that, here's John Clements.
That $2.63 national average is 26 cents lower than a year ago, but very little relief to California Motors, who are paying the nation's highest at $4.16 a gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, then in Nevada, $3.46. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us where the lowest prices can be found at the pump.
Amongst the nation's 50 states, the lowest averages can be found in South Carolina, where prices stand at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Louisiana with a statewide average of $2.22, and Mississippi with a statewide average of $2.24.
I'm John Clemens.
Two researchers from MIT and a third from Harvard won the 2019 Nobel Prize in Economics for groundbreaking research into what works and what doesn't in the fight to reduce global poverty. The award went to MIT's Abhit Banerjee and Esther Duflo and Harvard's Michael Kramer. The 46-year-old Duflo was the youngest ever to win the prize and only the second woman after Elsnore Ostrom in 2009. The three winners, who have worked together, revolutionized developmental economics by pioneering field experiments that generate practical insights into how poor people respond to education, healthcare, and other programs meant to lift them out of poverty. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.